stage his apparent death during the struggle that had devastated the Barrowland. The alarm struck him as he sat guzzling in a working man's tavern with new cronies who thought him an astrologer. When it hit him, he knew a moment of panic. Then, tears streaming, he rushed into the street. A questioning babble arose behind him. When his comrades came out to learn what was wrong, he had vanished. Chapter 9. It was another of those damned days. Or was a troubled city. There were scattered disturbances, conflict between rebel and imperial partisans, and a lot of private crimes were getting committed under the guise of politics. My boss was talking about shutting up his city house and moving out to a place he owned near Deal. If he did that, I'd have to decide whether or not to go along. I wanted to talk it over with Raven, but he was passed out when I got there. Over a goddamned woman you never even had, I grumbled, and kicked a tin plate across the room. The son of a bitch hadn't bothered to clean up after himself again. I thought about kicking him around the room, but I wasn't mad enough to try that yet. Even drunk and wasted away, he was still Raven. The baddest man I'd ever met. I didn't need to get into it with him. He woke up so sudden I jumped. He used a wall to pull himself up. He was pale and shaking, and I never for a second took it for the effect of the wine. That old boy was scared shitless. He could hardly stand up without that wall to help, and he was probably seeing three of me and little blue men besides, but he gobbled out, "Case, get your stuff together." "What?" He was working his way along the wall toward his heap of stuff. "Something just broke out of the Barrowland." "Oh, God!" He went down on his knees, holding his stomach. He started puking. I handed him water to cleanse his mouth and a rag to wipe up with. He didn't argue. "Something got out. Something as dark as..." Up came another load. I asked, "You sure it wasn't just a nightmare? Or maybe the great boogies?" "It was real. It wasn't the wine. I don't know how I know. I know. I saw it as clear as if I was there. There was that beast everybody called Toad Killer Dog." He talked slow, trying not to slur. He slurred anyway. "Something was with it. Something greater. Something of the true darkness." I didn't know what to say. He believed it even if I didn't. He had his mess cleaned and was starting to stuff his things into a bag. He asked, "Where did you stable the horses?" He was serious. Unable to navigate and brain pickled, but he was, by damned, going to do something right now. "Thaldas, why? Where are you going?"
"We got to get help."
"Help? We? You